If you're still using one of those free period tracking apps, it's time to level up. Natural Cycles is the only birth control and fertility app that's FDA cleared. It doesn't just guess based on your last period. It uses your actual body temperature to figure out your fertile days so you can prevent or plan for pregnancy naturally. Plus, it's designed to keep your data secure. Join the millions who've made the switch. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it again. It's time for Share Your Salary.
Share Your Salary. Share Your Salary.
Let's say hello to Jeff. Good morning,
what's
Jeff.
What's up, Jeff? Hey.
Hello. Hey, what's going on?
Jeff lives in South Austin and is a sales and service rep for a cell phone provider based out of his home office. Wait,
that's
he's
awesome.
Based out of his home office. It's not the cell phone provider that's based out of his home office.
out of Jeff's bedroom in South Austin.
Jeff, we appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. The way this works is we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
All right, great.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds starts right now.
Sales and service rep, aren't those two different things?
Yeah, no, let me explain. It's very simple. We all have cell phones. The people that you call if you're having issues with your phone or having issues with your billing, I'm just one of those people that picks up the phone, tries to solve your problem, and then sell you additional services.
You don't sound like the person I talk to when I have issues. You do not.
Now, do you work for a major carrier?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, one of the top four.
And what will some of the questions be that you get asked?
I've had everything. I've been doing this line of work way too long, but generally, you know, stuff about billing, maybe the phone's malfunctioning in some way, some promotion not working properly from what the customer expected. Maybe they went when they went into a store, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
On a personal level, I read recently that cell phone providers are jacking up the prices and it's going to be harder and harder to get them to give you discounts. Is that true?
Really, I'd probably say opposite of that. The plans are getting cheaper because, you know, there's just so much competition out there. And then the phones, if you've looked at doing phone upgrades lately, there's lots of good deals for trading in your old phones.
Really are.
All right. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Since we don't know who you work for, tell us the secret, the one thing we can do when we call in and talk to someone just like you to get a discount on our monthly bill.
Well, I was hoping that you would ask this, actually. So
Okay.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, we all have frustrations. We all have our life going on, right? And most of the time, people calling in, it's because there's a problem. If you can be patient and kind of understand that the person on the other end of the phone has no idea what you're calling about and has no responsibility for causing the frustration, you know, if you start out just asking them, you know, or telling them and asking what they can do to help you with, rather than already being frustrated and demanding what they're going to do for you, I think you'll find people will be a lot more helpful, number one. And then for special promotions, you know, kind of same thing. If you treat people with kindness and, you know, show, you know, your customer loyalty and, hey, is there any special tips, tricks here and there that could be more personalized to fit my needs, you know, for my service, I think you'll get the discounts and get the service you're kind of looking for in return.
Damn. You're the gatekeeper. It's like you have a jar of discount cards.
Yeah. So, wait, Jeff, does loyalty really matter? Like, if you look up someone's account and they've been with you for 11 years, you're going to be more likely to do something for them than you would for someone that just signed up 3 months ago?
Well, I will say these companies, if I made the rules on that, they don't do a great job of setting specials for customers that have tenure, like we're talking about. But as a representative employee, if I see a customer who's been with the company a long time, pays their bill on time and everything like that, and is not causing a bunch of trouble, I'm definitely going out of my way to help them out versus the customer that's had the account for 3 months, not paying their bill and all frustrated and yelling at me, you know, so yes, you know, you can kind of see how you go there.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone with us is Jeff. He's a sales and service rep for a cell phone provider. So what Jeff does is when you have problems with your phone or issues with billing, you call up, and then he's the one that takes a call, tries to solve your problem, and then he sells you additional services. He works for a major carrier, one of the top four. He's been doing this for a long time. And the reason people call is generally they have issues with their phone. Maybe it's not working like it's supposed to, or there's a problem with the promotion that they signed up for. I had heard that the prices for cell phone plans were going up, but he says they're actually getting cheaper.
That's nice.
Because of competition. So here's the key. You want a discount or you want a little extra help? All you have to do is be nice. Start out by saying, hey, Jeff, how's your day, instead of, hey man, I have a problem, I need you to fix this boat.
I've been with you for 12 years and this is what you do.
And you know what? I think that is really a good rule of thumb for anything.
Yeah.
I really think about how you can get upgrades on the airlines. Just be nice.
Just be nice.
Be nice.
For anything and everything.
Are you one of those people like to switch around? Well, loyalty actually does matter. He said that he looks to see how long you've been with the company, and if you pay your bill on time, he is more likely to go the extra mile. All right, it's time now to try to figure out how much money Jeff makes. Alex Franco, as always, you go first.
Stacy sent a text to 51993 saying that 10 years ago, I used to do that exact same job, and I ended making $47,000. She didn't say anything much after that, so I'm going to go with a little inflation. I'm going to say 51. Jeff makes 51 a year.
That is crazy. Look at this. What did I write down? 51,000.
Shut up.
That is exactly what I wrote down.
Bro, we so need to play lotto.
Crazy.
Like, we are going to win.
He said he's been doing it for a really long time, though,
so
maybe he's making a little bit more than that.
Good point.
All right, well, we both say 51 grand.
What?
It's time now. Here we go. Without any further ado, what is that magic number, Jeff? How much are you making every year?
Last year, I made $74,232.
That's Jeff right there.
Man. Okay, Jeff. So I guess it's important that we ask, which we didn't, are you incentivized? Do you get any sort of bonus? All right.
We just asked all the personal questions how to get discounts.
No, like, really, it was all about us, actually.
True.
So how do you make extra money?
Yeah, so most people in this position, if you're adding services like lines of service, you know, certain phones, certain coverage, things like that. So yeah, I was surprised you guys didn't have a, I know I'm kind of long-winded, so you didn't have time to ask me about some of that. But yeah, a lot of that is commission-based, yeah.
That's awesome.
So you're there to help them with their problem, but you're also there to sell them a little something. You also need this.
So it's good to give them promos and keep them happy because if you lose them, you don't get anything, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, you sound like a player, Playboy. How about an extra phone for your side piece?
Dude, I'm sure Jeff isn't saying that. Wait, what? You hear that all the time?
Oh, you wouldn't believe this stuff. We get spouses calling in trying to check call logs to see if their spouses are cheating around, things like that. We get all kinds of stuff.
Which, for the record, you're not allowed to give out that information, right?
You're not, no. But there's ways that they can access it. So we just direct them how to do it themselves.
Oh, my God, Jeff, are you serious?
Well, you know what? You shouldn't be messing around. You don't have to worry about it. All right, Jeff. Well, thank you for your customer service.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Message and data rates may apply. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.